This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have subpoenaed U.S. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, as they continue their impeachment inquiry into the president. Meanwhile, President Trump says he wants the identity of the whistleblower who triggered the investigation.
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect, as you know, and you probably now have figured it out, the statement I made to the president of Ukraine, a good man, a nice man, knew, was perfect. It was perfect. But the whistleblower reported a totally different statement.
Trump also accused House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of lying about what the president said during the phone call in question.
Adam Schiff, representative, congressman, made up what I said. He actually took words and made it up. The reason is when he saw my call to the president of Ukraine, it was so good that he couldn't quote from it.
A new poll released Monday shows that Americans are equally divided over impeaching and removing Trump from office, 47% to 47%. The Quinnipiac University poll said the findings represent a 10% increase of support for impeachment over poll numbers from just 5 days ago. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his main rival, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are both claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election. Ghani's running mate Amrullah Saleh told VOA's Pashto service that he and Ghani received 60% of the vote in Saturday's election. Abdullah told reporters Monday that he had the most votes. Election officials, however, said the official results of the vote have yet to be announced. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Security.